You are listening to the Willpower Podcast. Welcome to the show. I am Will Holdren, and I talk with some of the most influential CEOs, entrepreneurial leaders, and thought leaders to try and reveal the secrets that has led to their success. I believe that with the right knowledge and mindset, you can do anything you set your mind to. So if you want to learn how to change your life for the better, if you want to learn how millionaires actually became wealthy, or if you want to develop and start your own business from the ground up with the right knowledge to help you, then you are in the right place because this is the Willpower Podcast. Attention, self-employed professionals and business owners. Are rising healthcare costs weighing you down? Well, it's time to make a change. Introducing Impact Healthcare, your path to savings. With us, you can save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare expenses. Our flexible plans are designed to fit your needs, and our user-friendly app puts healthcare in the palm of your hand. Join the thousands who have already made the switch to Impact Healthcare and take control of your healthcare costs today. If you're interested, click the link in the bio of this episode and give yourself a free quote to see for yourself the amazing savings that you can get with Impact Healthcare. Hey. No way that we go is a one-way street. Nothing that we love is a one-day key. And if we gon' do it, we gon' do this now. And if we say we gonna, we gon' hold this down. How's it going, everyone? My name is Will Holdren. I am the host of the Will Power Podcast. Today we have an amazing guest, and her name is Shannon Stevenson. And Shannon is actually an amazing entrepreneur. She's not only a real estate investor, she's also a realtor. And she's also in the skincare area. And on top of that, she's a reverse aging specialist. And she's the CEO of her own company, Vibo Health Solutions. So it's an absolute honor to have her on here today. So Shannon, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Of course, my pleasure. Looking forward to this conversation. As you've heard from my just introduction right then, obviously you're in a lot of areas. So I'm kind of curious, what area do you think takes up most of your time and all the stuff that you do nowadays?
So nowadays, I would say, especially with how the economy shifted a little bit in the real estate world and all of that, and then also with my new obsession, I would say, in the anti-aging space, I would say our Vibo Health Solutions, which is our hormone replacement therapy company and our peptide therapy company, is where I'm spending majority of my time, and, you know, the skincare line too. But I would say that one doesn't take as much of my time as the hormone replacement therapy company.
Awesome. Yeah, that's fantastic. It obviously seems like you're super entrepreneurial at the same exact time. So briefly talk to me a little bit about your childhood, what it was like, and were you always entrepreneurial growing up, or how did that kind of come into play?
Yeah, so I had a definitely different childhood. So I didn't come from money, which I think is why I'm so entrepreneurial, is I learned how not planning in advance and being smart can affect your, how you, you know, your livelihood. And I learned from my parents in the sense of all the things not to do, so that I could learn how to, by surrounding myself with people who I wanted to be like, and then also like self-help books and podcasts and things like that, I realized what I wanted to do at a really young age, like in my high school years and on. I realized that how to take control of your life so that, you know, you don't struggle. So, yeah, I mean, that was kind of what stirred up my drive with that. Cause it's like I said, I learned from my parents and what they did wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I love that come up. And just like you mentioned, you didn't come from money. So you had to figure out a way to kind of change the narrative of your own story, of your own life. And, you know, you found personal development books, you found self-help books, and found areas of your life to go into as an entrepreneur, which is so incredible, because that's the big jump I think a lot of people need to make. It's just opening up that first book or listening to that one podcast. You're never going to know what you're going to learn from that podcast or from that book that can actually really change your life, kind of like what you saw in your story. And that's what really changed the whole trajectory and kind of got you to where you're at now, which is super cool to see.
Exactly. And the one that really kicked it off for me, I'm sure like most people, is The Secret. I think it all started when I saw The Secret at a young age, and I got obsessed with the idea of law of attraction and the fact that you could manifest anything you put your mind to. And I really devoured that whole concept, and I've been applying it to my everyday life since.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And so what was your first entrepreneurial venture that you decided to go into?
Okay, so just to like, you know, I briefly talked about my childhood. So I actually started modeling at a really young age. I got into modeling when I was young, went to LA, did my thing there. Then from there, I realized, you know, I couldn't model forever and I did what I wanted to do with that. So then I got really interested in real estate. I thought it was such an amazing tool to really build wealth and secure yourself in the financial world. So I dove into getting my real estate license and I knew I wanted to buy investment properties. But at the time when I first got my license, I wasn't in a place to buy investment properties. I bought my first house when I was like 22. So I guess you could kind of say that that was that. But which, you know, that investment led someone selling that so that I could invest in other properties. So kind of, but really getting into real estate and then also seeing the trials that I went through being a new real estate agent and my want to help others kind of avoid the, that's what I'm looking for, like the pitfalls that can happen when you are getting in real estate and you don't know what you're doing. So I wanted to create a real estate team to help other real estate agents that were new get on their feet and figure out how to actually be successful in real estate as an agent. So I started a real estate team. So, and then from there, I got into real estate investing, which I mean, I guess you could say, like, yeah, I mean, it's entrepreneurial because then I got into like Airbnbs and doing things like that. And so from the Airbnbs, I just saw so much opportunity. And I loved hosting people. I just love helping people. And so in hosting, in a way, you're creating experiences and you're creating memories for people in a way that's different than doing long-term rentals because you're, you know, it's a vacation. It's a place that people are going to create memories with their families or significant others or whatever. So, yeah, the real way where we really started, I would say, the entrepreneurial world is, I would say, in our home replacement therapy company, because that was like the biggest step into, you know, this goes belly up, like we're shit out of luck, you know, not shit out of luck, but like in this business, you know, whereas real estate is different. So
No, I love that. And like you're just talking about your company started now, obviously in the health solution space. That's a big jump. And obviously you're going completely on your own, like real estate. You have a team still as a realtor, kind of people mentoring by you. And now it's like completely on yourself and on your own. You got to figure it out, right? Just to make things work. So before I jump into your new company, I kind of want to dive into the real estate investing aspect for one second. So you mentioned that you were big into Airbnbs. And so obviously Airbnb is going through a big controversy right now if it should be legal, not legal. And obviously a lot of people are struggling with Airbnbs because of these laws coming into play. So how do you kind of see that playing out with what's going on right now in the Airbnb world?
Well, I don't think any of us have a crystal ball and know exactly how it's going to play out. But I think, like, goes back to my law of attraction and positivity mindset. I mean, I think it's all going to blow over. And, you know, I think there's definitely going to be more, like, as what's already going on, there's making it where cities that didn't require permits are requiring certain levels of permits and different regulations getting put on it, which is going to get the people out of the market that are just doing it as like a side thing and they're not really wanting to it be full time. They don't want to jump through all the hoops that it requires. And then it's people in the marketplace to, you know, have a ton of opportunity to make good money because it's not going to be as saturated, I think. So overall, I think at the end of the day, it's going to be good if you can weather the storm. So the people who are already in it and got houses where they don't have like they have like a reasonable mortgage on it and they didn't get in when the rates were crazy and they put little money down and now they have this mortgage and it's not getting booked and they're swimming. Those people are probably going to fall off and have to just either turn it to a long-term rental or sell it off. And then I think for the people who, like I said, either have that place paid off. Where they got in when the rates were great and they can afford to weather the storm are going to end up really well off after all of it. But Again, no one has a crystal ball, so we'll see what happens.
Right, it's gonna be kind of last on standing for that space. And do you currently still have Airbnbs right now?
Oh yeah. So I
How
still do.
many do you have Airbnb wise?
So we have seven. We have three that we own, me and my husband own, and then I actually help manage for others.
Gotcha. Okay, and what's the new law for Airbnb stating? Isn't it stating that you can't have more than one or two? Or I don't know the details on that in particular, but do you know what that it's stating? What they're trying to put in place.
Yeah, no, I haven't heard that rule.
Okay.
Maybe it's like, I know every law is different state to state and even county to county. So it just really depends on your county. So we have houses in Florida is the majority of the ones that I help manage, also in Arizona. And so those regulations really haven't, they're not as strict out there as maybe where you located.
I'm in Pennsylvania, so.
Oh, maybe it's more regulated out there. I'm not sure. I'm sure California definitely is in certain other states, but at least in the ones that I'm in, it hasn't gotten to that point yet.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. It's probably different per state, just like you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so after your stint in real estate doing stuff as a realtor and obviously being more active as an investor, you decided to just kind of switch gears and go into the reverse aging skincare space. And so kind of talk to me about what really drove that decision for you. And how hard was that transition for you to actually transfer 100% over into this new industry?
So honestly, it was law of attraction, whatever. It was just crazy how honestly it all played out because I'm so grateful everything happened the exact time it did. Because when it happened, it was right when real estate was doing really great. Me and my team, me and my husband, because my husband, we do the real estate together. We also own our Vivo Health Solutions together as well. So we were doing really well financially. So when this opportunity, so basically, long story short, what kind of happened to create Vivo was I went through a really stressful time in my life in around 2019, 2020. And I have always, like I said before, I used to model. So I've always been relatively, really skinny. And with little to no effort, then I went through this really stressful time. I didn't really know what was going on internally in my body. All I knew is in a matter of 3 months, I gained 30 to 40 pounds. So it was extreme, and I was freaking out. I thought something was wrong with my thyroid. I was just like my whole world like was crashing down because especially when you're a female for one, and then also two, being a female that for the longest time relied on their looks for their self-worth, their income, their everything. I felt like it was going away. I just felt like my absolute worst. I was depressed. I was just falling apart, right? So, financially we were doing great. Real estate was all good and all that stuff, but like how I felt internally, I was just, everyone during COVID and all that stuff, like it was crazy times. This even before that, and then we go into COVID, and it was just a crazy time. But I'm so, now grateful that it happened, because from every like bad thing, a good thing can happen. So from that struggle, it made me, and I was going into turning 30, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm hitting 30. Is this what happens? You just gain weight and you just like fall apart. So I was just like freaking
Yeah.
out and all the things. So then my husband was also having issues that he struggled with like almost his whole life, but he wanted to get into professional bodybuilding. So, but his problem was he was being really strict on everything. He was doing really well, but he just couldn't hit, like he was working out, he was hitting plateaus. And then he also his libido was having issues, and so which also hurt my self-esteem because I felt like I was ugly. And then my husband was having libido issues, which didn't really help the situation. So then I
Sure.
feel like about myself. So anywho, all of that happened. And then one of my girlfriends was like, maybe something's wrong with your thyroid. So I go and get my thyroid checked out. And my thyroid, the normal, everything was fine. And I was like, okay, that's weird. And then my husband, someone had mentioned like all the things he was going through could be a result of having low testosterone. So then he went to a normal doctor and they again said, you're within range, you're fine. So then we're just kind of frustrated because both of us know there's something wrong, but the doctors are saying we're fine. So then he went and hired a coach to help him get in shape for a bodybuilding, to be a bodybuilder. And so the coach said, you know, for me to hire to have you, then you're going to have to get your blood work done and go to my hormone specialist. And we're going to have to really dial you in to make sure you can hit the level because you're saying you're hitting plateaus and all this stuff. And I don't care what your primary doctor has said. Let's check out with my doctor. So lo and behold, we found out he, in fact, was very low in testosterone. And from that, he started getting on hormone replacement therapy. And then I got my blood work done and found out I had some hormonal issues. So basically what happened with me, my cortisol level had gone through the roof because when I went through that stressful period of time, I put my body in fight or flight. And so when your body goes in fight or flight, it's kind of like when a deer is running from a lion, right? It's like all its blood is going to its extremity so it can run away, right? And that's what, you know, our bodies still do to this day. So everything I was eating was turning to straight fat. Like it didn't matter. I was working out so hard. I was doing two-a-days. I went vegan. I went keto. I did everything. And like my weight would not move. I was just stuck at this plateau of like this crazy number that I hadn't seen on the scale since I was pregnant with my son. So, anywho, when I found that out, then I was able to dial it in. So, you know, things are going good. Then, fast forward a couple of months, the doctor that we had gone to, he came to us and said, hey, well, the company, me and the owner are dissolving the company. It's not going to be around. You're going to have to find a new company to get your hormones from and stuff. And we're like, no, we don't want to have to do that because we've already before you went to a million different doctors. No one could figure it out. So we don't want to risk having to go through that again. So then, you know, we had me and my husband had that idea of, well, what if we buy the company from the other partner or something. And so he wasn't willing to do that. So what we did instead was we decided that there was nothing proprietary necessarily that he was doing. So we just rebranded and we started fresh. And this was 2021, like I said, when the market was still really great. And so at the time when we got into it, it was more of a this is just going to be a way that we can still get our hormones and we can still like be healthy and get this level of care that we had been getting. And if it's profitable, cool. And if it isn't, we have real estate and we're doing our thing. It doesn't matter, you know? Well, turns out it ends up being really great. It starts to snowball. And then, of course, the shoe dropped in real estate. The rates went up. The prices was harder to sell. People weren't buying. Like, you know, things started to shift. So then we had the time and energy to really focus on building Vivo. So that's kind of what we did. And we really focused on that. And it really transformed our life. And then it started with hormones, but it turned into peptides because we also got really, are you familiar with peptides and how they
I am
work?
not. No, please go into that a little bit. Yeah.
Right. So peptides are a chain of amino acids, and they're amazing because it's something your body already recognizes within itself. So what's so great about it is it doesn't try to attack it. Whereas like when you take a vitamin or any other substance that isn't like that's foreign to your body, it's going to want to attack it. So you're not going to absorb all of it. It's not going to do what it's meant to do. Whereas peptides, whether you inject them or you do a troche and there are some pill forms we still has to go through your liver and everything. So we obviously lean more towards doing injectables and troches because it bypasses your liver. So it goes straight to your bloodstream. But your body recognizes it. So it's like, oh, this isn't an enemy. This is an ally. Let's put it to work. So that's what's so great about peptides. And so we started taking peptides, and I'm sure, have you heard of like semaglutide and tirzepatide and all of those
I have
around the meat?
not, no.
So they're huge weight loss peptides
Okay.
and helped like the Kardashians and getting skinnier and a ton of different celebrities. But anyhow, so I got on that because once I got my cortisol levels down, the issue was my body had created a new homeostasis around my new weight. So it's
Yeah.
still staying that, even though I wasn't moving up in a scale, I was staying. So what was great is when we introduced my body to semaglutide, I was able to override that. And then I went back to a new homeostasis, which was what I was used to. And then we created that. And that's what happened. So that peptide really was a game changer with me. But then we really started dabbling in the anti-aging world. So I was like, okay, this is amazing. It's helped, get me get skinny. But now it's like I'm in my 30s. I really want to be proactive about making sure I don't age, right? So
Right.
we really started digging into the world of GHKCU, which is a copper peptide, CJC, epimorelin, a whole host of different peptides that we have, and how they can actually help prevent or help aid in aging gracefully. So that's kind of how the anti-aging sector world worked of that.
That's awesome. And so, yeah, I mean, that's super inspiring. And so, correct me if I'm wrong, but you mentioned that you're working out twice a day, trying all the different diets, right? Like keto, all the different stuff, and you're still gaining weight until you started taking these peptides. So, was the peptides' main goal to drop the cortisone levels down so you were able to kind of lose weight in that scenario?
Well, no, so I wasn't still gaining weight. When I got my hormones in balance and I managed my stress levels and I got that all dialed in, what happened was I got up to 150 and my body thought that, because basically, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but our bodies have a homeostasis where it wants to stay because it says this is a safe weight, right? This is like where we're supposed to be. We don't want to go more than this. We don't want to go less than this. This is kind of where we are. That's why I like fad diets don't really work, and they call it the yo-yo because you could lose weight, but you're going to go back to where you're at because that's your homeostasis. And so it takes a while for your body to create a new homeostasis. It's like 3-ish months of staying at a certain weight to really get it where it doesn't want to go back. That makes sense.
Yeah,
So
okay.
even after I got my hormones dialed in, the semaglutide is what helped my body being like, no, this is not our homeostasis. We're going down to, the weight that I was comfortable. And then once I got there, I dialed it down to where I wasn't really, I was using like a maintenance dose I use now, just like a very low dose, just to kind of maintain where I can still kind of eat what I want here and there and not have to worry about the scale as much. But like you, yeah, so now I have a new homeostasis. So when I even eat things that maybe I shouldn't, I'm not seeing my body go back to where it was. That makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. And so I'm kind of curious. So you mentioned the reason why also was happening because your stress levels were high to begin with, and then this kind of hormonal stuff kind of dropped them back down to where they should be. So why were the stress levels high to begin with? I know you mentioned just because like aging, different stuff like that. Is that the main reason? Or I mean, like what was the main reason for that?
2019 was really hard for me. Like I mentioned, I have a son. So I was previously married and I went through a divorce and it was really, really hard and really stressful.
Gotcha.
Not just financially, but it was, I'm trying not to talk bad, but at the same time, I mean, we were worried for our safety because, like I said, I'm married again now. So I filed for divorce in January of 2019. And I got with my now husband, who actually I've known since high school. So he's been a best friend in my life for a really long time. And, you know, we won't go into that whole story, but anywho, so my ex had known about him. So when we got together, it was around June of 2019. It didn't sit well with him, obviously. And so he kind of, it was extreme. There was lawsuits and things filed and orders of protections and stuff like that, because we were worried for our safety. So it was just really stressful. That's all I can basically say.
I get it. Yeah.
That is what kind of caused all that. And, you know, I was starting a new relationship with my now husband, and we were just in a lot of transition, you know?
No, I totally get it. I'm glad to see things kind of worked out in the end with your new husband now. So that's all good to see. Yeah. So, you know, what would you say to the people out there that would say that it's kind of bad to moderate yourself with just pills or peptides, for instance? And is there like any downside to like doing peptides, or what's the kind of setbacks with that? It sounds too good to be true, you know? So.
Totally. Well, everything in moderation, right? So you want to make sure. So what we do at Vivo is we make every single person get their blood work drawn, because we want to see every single person walking this earth is unique and different. And everything that something you need is going to be different than what I need or whoever else. So we want to make sure we're catering to what your body specifically needs. And so for me, that's how I was able to figure out, you know, through the blood work, what I needed and what was going to help me. But some peptides, you know, like for example, semaglutide you use to where you get to where you need to go, and then you can use it as like a maintenance dose. But, and then the anti-aging ones you can cycle different, like there's 170 different peptides. There's so many different ones. So it's like, I'm talking very generically. So some of you cycle and you pulse, where you take like a couple times during the week and then you break. And then, you know, so it just depends. So we obviously make sure, and we keep tabs on your blood work to make sure nothing's going out of range, and make sure that everything you're on, your protocol, is staying and keeping you healthy. Because that's our goal, is to keep you healthy and living your best, the same as when you were at your youth, you know?
Right. No, that makes sense. And another thing I want to bring up, obviously aging is kind of inevitable for people, right? So I guess going off that, is there a natural way to kind of reduce those symptoms like you're talking about without taking peptides? Or is it really just like peptides, and like that's like the only route you can to kind of increase your hormones as you're aging, you know, and going down that route?
So I am different how I view aging now. I honestly think, and, you know, very controversial, but I'm on a journey to figure out how and to prove that aging is a disease that I think that we can. I'm not saying dying is something that you can change. We're all going to die, and that's inevitable. Yeah. But how you live and how you are while you're alive, I think, is a choice. So I think that's why the same reason you could see a 90-year-old who looks amazing, they're in the gym, you're like, oh my gosh, what's the secret, you know? But then you'll see like a 7-year-old who's in a retirement home, and you're like, what, why, you know? But it's because how they took care of themselves and things like that. So I think that aging can be a disease, and disease stands for a dis-ease in your body. And so if you figure out what's causing that and get to the root of it, so, you know, obviously balancing your hormones is one of them, because inevitably everyone's hormones goes down as we age. So making sure you're keeping tabs on what your body and your body's baseline for hormones is. And then the other thing through peptides is figuring out what your body is lacking, because I think aging has a lot to do with deficiency within our body. So even gray hairs, for example, is a copper and folate deficiency within the body. So you can actually reverse gray hair over time if you are giving your body back what it doesn't have anymore. Same reason. So since we're on the topic of copper, So copper is a peptide that we have in our youth, and it goes away as we age. So for example, if you ever, for whatever, tasted your blood when you were a child, it tasted like a penny, correct? Okay. And so now, I mean, you're still really young, so but as you get older, it tastes more like iron because you start to lose your copper. So that the gray hairs happen. That's why the saggy skin happens, because copper works along with our collagen as well and our elasticity. So it makes your skin thicker. It makes your hair thicker as well and fuller. And it also keeps the color. So it helps you not get grays. And it also helps with wound healing. That's also when you're older, you can like brush up against a wall. And you'll start bleeding and it'll scar because your skin is so thin. Versus like when you're younger, you could like wipe out and you won't even have a scar. You know what I mean? Because of copper levels as in our youth. So that's why peptides, and if you stay on top of it and you're like giving your body what it needs, that's why some people who have crazy diets that like never ate processed foods and only, lived on a farm where they stayed away from free radicals and all kinds of stuff, and they like look so amazing. It's because they weren't subjecting themselves to the things that deprive us and give us deficiencies within our body. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. And I think it all just comes down to habits, just like you're talking about, you know. So it's like the food you eat, the how many workouts you do, that kind of stuff. But I think it's definitely an interesting take that you can kind of reverse aging. And obviously, like you're talking about, like, I do see people that are like 90 years old that look fantastic. And like you're talking about, I see 70-year-olds that are like, you go like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So it's definitely out there. Now on the copper level stuff, obviously when that happens, it's a natural process in the body to kind of turn your hair gray, but obviously you can reverse that with the copper or increase in copper intake. So can you just do that by taking peptides, or like what are the top foods that you know you can take and keep eating to kind of increase those copper levels?
So I'm big into I don't only do like obviously my diet. I stay on top of my diet as much as possible too. Don't get me wrong, I'm still definitely eating what I want and things like that. It's like I'm over here being vegan or whatever, but I also give myself what I don't get from my nutrition. I give myself in different vitamins that I take. I also believe that liquid vitamins are absorbed better in your body personally. So I have a bunch of different liquid vitamins I take. I take a collagen supplement that's a liquid every day. I take a two different multivitamins that are liquids for the morning and at night that give your body different vitamins that you need for the daytime and different vitamins you need for the nighttime.
Gotcha.
And I keep on a bunch of different vitamins and supplements, as well as the peptides and the hormones and everything. So
Gotcha.
it's a commitment. So it's like if you really want to kind of prevent the aging process, because you have everything working against you, like the second you step outside, I mean, even in your house, like you're breathing in, in our pollution and our food, our water, everything we're subjected to every day is not helping our aging process. In fact, there's a lot of hormone disruptors in our food, in our water, and even the products we put on our skin, just everything.
I think it's so important too, because obviously, like, if your health is not in check, then you know it doesn't matter how much money you make, it doesn't matter what that looks like, because you obviously won't be there to kind of enjoy it. You know, if you want to see your great grandkids, like, you got to take care of yourself first. I think a lot of people nowadays, they just are so busy every single day, they don't have time or don't make time for it to kind of just make sure everything's going well within their body. And I think the most important part, which you're talking about, is get your blood check done, right? Just go in there and check out like what you're missing, what you need. And then from there you kind of based off like what supplements you need and kind of what pesticides you need, peptides, all that kind of stuff. So I think it's a super important aspect of it.
Exactly. It's about, because your blood work will show you things that you won't even feel for a couple years why sometimes. You know what I mean? So if you can get to the cause of what could be in the future causing something that could be a disease within your body, That's amazing. And that's what we're all about. We're all about just trying to get ahead of, like, we're in the world of preventative care instead of sick care. Because most people, how they view doctors and things like that, like, oh, I'm going to go to the doctor if I have an issue. But if you're being preventative, you want to go before there's an issue. You want to go so you can invest now in your youth so that you don't have to invest when you're older, you know, because it's going to be 10 times what it would be now than when you're older. Because, yeah. So,
yeah, it's going to be much more costly if you wait until you're older and then it's sick care, just like you're talking about. So, you know, before we run out of time out of here, I just have a couple more questions for you. So one, going forward, what would you say is your main goal with your Vibo Health Solutions company going forward? Like, how big are you trying to grow it, or what do you want that to look like in the next couple of years?
So with Vibo, we just want to help as many people as possible. I mean, this changed our lives, and we just want to share the same secret to everyone else, you know, and something that, you know, I would have been so grateful for when I was going through the mess of everything, which, you know, I finally got introduced to it, but it took a while to get to a doctor that could help me and figure out what was actually going on. And so, like, we want to help, just like how I said, like with real estate, the reason why I wanted to start a team is I want to help people avoid that learning curve and, like, get to the solution faster, you know? So that's kind of the goal. I wouldn't say there's, like, a number connected to it, or amount of people, or growth, or it's more just about helping people and just being able to help as many people as we can with that. But I think the end goal, like long-term goal, would be I would love to start the next venture, would be like a wellness retreat to kind of help people who are really down and out, like people who are sick with cancers or different things where the doctors have kind of turned them away, like, hey, you know, this is it for you, like, you know, make peace with your family or whatever. Or, you know, people who are even before that, they're just figured out, they want more of an alternative way to heal, you know. So we want to open a wellness retreat to kind of help people heal, and not just from sicknesses, but also, like, from traumas and mental illnesses and just everything, and really becoming one with your destiny of, like, who you are and being healthy in all aspects, not just your body, but your mind, you know? So that's kind of, like, I would love to have a wellness retreat where we just help people, I don't know, just get to the optimal health level.
No, it's awesome. It's awesome. Those are obviously, you know, really great, you know, values as well, and kind of missions, because at the end of the day, we need more people out there to generally want to help people and generally want to see people become, you know, better mentally and better, you know, health-wise, because it's a pandemic in our country today. So we need a lot more people like you out there doing that. So that's going to be exciting to see that going on into the future. With that being said, do you have anything else that you would like to say? And if people want to reach out to you and your company, kind of figure some stuff out, where can people go to kind of reach out to you?
Yeah, so you can hit us up on either Instagram at Vibo, V-I-V-O, Health Solutions. And then it's vibohealthsolutions.com as well. You can go on there and fill out a new patient intake form, and then you'll get sent to us, and we'll help you get your blood work set up and get you set up with a consultation. And that's how that would go.
Awesome. All right, guys, there you have it. Shannon Stevenson, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks for having me. No way that we go is a one-way street. Nothing that we love is a one-day key. And if we gon' do it, we gon' do this now. And if we say we gon'